Forgiveness is one of the most powerful gospel responses to the wildfire. It is also one of the most misunderstood. Forgiveness does not mean pretending harm did not happen. Forgiveness does not mean calling evil good. Forgiveness does not mean instant trust. Forgiveness does not mean removing all consequences. Forgiveness does not mean reconciliation is automatically complete. Forgiveness means releasing personal vengeance to God and choosing not to make bitterness the ruler of the heart. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God also in Christ forgave you." Colossians 3:13 also teaches believers to forgive one another, even as Christ forgave us. Christian forgiveness begins with the mercy we have received in Christ. We forgive because we have been forgiven. We release vengeance because God is judge. We resist bitterness because Jesus has claimed our hearts. But forgiveness may still involve grief. It may still involve consequences. It may still involve boundaries. It may still involve a long process of rebuilding trust. In some situations, forgiveness can be offered before reconciliation is possible. Why? Because reconciliation requires truth, repentance, safety, and a mutual willingness to move toward repair. Forgiveness can begin in the heart before the relationship is fully restored. That distinction matters deeply. A person may forgive and still say, "Trust has not been rebuilt." A person may forgive and still say, "This boundary remains necessary." A person may forgive and still report wrongdoing. A person may forgive and still seek protection from harm. The peace fire does not pressure people into unsafe relationships. It brings our pain, anger, grief, and desire for justice into the presence of Jesus. Forgiveness is not a denial of justice. It is an act of trust. We trust that God sees. We trust that God judges rightly. We trust that God can heal what bitterness cannot heal. Forgiveness may begin with a prayer as simple as, "Lord, I cannot carry vengeance. I give this person and this wound to you. Teach me the next faithful step." Before moving on, ask yourself, is there bitterness I have been carrying? Is there vengeance I need to release to God? Is there a boundary I need to keep while still refusing hatred? Bring that honestly to Jesus. He is gentle with wounded people, and he is powerful enough to lead you in truth and love.